thought was a struggle in the 2-8, but you understand
that don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing.
Not taking this team lightly, obviously.
That record don't mean nothing. You got to remember last year it was in the playoffs, deep in the playoffs, lost to a good Seattle team. So they have it in them. What's been going on with them? I mean, I have no idea. But for us, we don't take no team lightly. You know, we want to win and do it the best way possible. And for us, we just got to do what we do, not turn over the ball and not make silly mistakes, get big chunks when we can, and have a good running game.
Have you ever talked about how, like, it's important it is to stay mentally sharp, especially in this offense? You might go a week, maybe 2 weeks, without getting anything, and then you'll have, you know, a couple of games where, bam, everything kind of happens fast.
That's just offense. I mean, every week, this is my week. But it may not happen like that. But every week you have to stay in tune. You have to stay ready, because if you do, it helps other guys too. This offense helps. It's made up to help everybody, not just one person succeed and have success.
There were, I guess, whispers, talk that you might have lost something. Do you feel, I guess, vindicated, or is that one of those things where you're like, you know, what did I lose?
I mean, I'm still doing the things I've been doing when I was younger. I'm still doing that. And thank God that he's still giving me the opportunity to do it. But I haven't lost anything. I mean, what I think I look like now, it may look a little bit more smoother than what it was when I was younger, because, you know, you're kind of out of control and don't really understand it. But now I I understand a lot about it. And sometimes that's what it may look like to other people, like he's not running. But if you ask the guy who's guarding me, he's running.